Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You worry about Devil's Night?
Not anymore. No, I think, and I don't think I've ever had an issue in my my neighborhood.
Were you one of those? Were you a Devil's Night troublemaker?
No, I wasn't.
I find that hard to believe.
I know.
It seems like it'd be on brand for you.
I'll be honest with you.
I know you will.
I've got, there's some checkered things in my past that I'm not all that proud of. I didn't, because Devil's Night, I was always disappointed with Devil's Night. That, honestly, as a kid, like, you see a city burning, and, you know, those were all these stories that were on the news back then in the 80s were, you know, fires in Detroit. And I'm like, why? Why are they just burning? Why are they burning all these vacant buildings? And, you know, it's dangerous and everything else. And it's awful. And I'm not a fan of fire to begin with. And that's what I always associate Devil's Night with, was the fires that would happen downtown. And I'm so glad that there were initiatives put in place, people protecting the city, and the fires would be reduced significantly. But now, because of Ring cameras and other security cameras and other technology, I feel that a lot of that stuff is eliminated. And I think it's great in a way. And also in a very small way, I think it's a little sad for like the silly pranks that could be played as a kid, like ding dong ditching.
Or TPing somebody's house.
Yeah, those are silly pranks, right? But you can't do that anymore.
So,
because of the cameras will catch you.
We might not be home tomorrow night, so there might be a bowl left.
Good luck with that.
But we have cameras.
Uh-huh.
And when you walk up at night, the camera goes on. You'd like the light lights up. So I'm just intrigued as a little psychological experiment, an ethics experiment with kids. If we write take one or take two or whatever, and leave a bowl out there, and they walk up and the camera goes on to the kids.
Do you have the ability to talk to them?
Actually, we do.
Would you do that? Use that and say, hey, only one.
No, I don't want to be like that grumpy old man house or whatever, that, you know, the kids.
Yeah,
that's where that guy is.
Within three visits, the candy's gone.
Yeah, probably will be.
But you know, a lot of kids wear masks, right?
That's true.
True. I mean.
Yeah, but they still have the ethical question.
Yes, my kids talk about it often in my household.
Talk about what?
Ethical questions. No, they're like, give me candy.
Okay, so if your kids walked up and saw something that said take one, you think they just empty the
No,
the
my kids would just take one. My kids are very just passive and honest like
they
that.
They have ethics.
Yeah. Well, no, they don't know what ethics is. They're just them.
You're going with your kids.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing. So what you got to watch out for are the 13-year-olds that aren't going out with their parents that are just going to, you know, go trick or treating with their friends.
Yep.
And they'll look both ways and then, you know, steal the candy. Not steal it, but take more than they're supposed to.
Yeah. Well, anyway, everybody behave themselves.
Yeah, please do.
Yep.
Please do. But I have to believe that all this technology has really curtailed that kind of activity, and I think that's great.
Probably has, yeah. Big Brother is watching. We actually, I mean, it wasn't how the book read that day was going to happen, but really, you can't get away with anything anymore. Although, we're always on camera everywhere.
People are so paranoid of answering the doorbell these days. Does that play any role? Like, are more people putting just a bowl of candy out there or finding ways that...
No, we'll go to the door. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, I guess, but we'll go to the door. My wife loves the costumes.
Yeah, I always answer the door if it rings.
Didn't you have, like, some years you've had none and other years you've had a bunch?
Yeah, it's always hit or miss. Yeah. No matter where I've lived, it's been hit or miss with the candy.
Let's get back to your phone calls. We got a Mike on a cell here on 97.1. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I just wanted to speak to the last caller that he said he has no problem watching Branch or Laporta walk. I'm sorry. Those are culture guys. And for those that are real Detroit Lions fans, not just a three-year bandwagon, I remember when we didn't have culture. Yes, they are very talented. And don't assume you can just find these guys in the draft, because you can't. How many times have we missed on the cornerback in the secondary, the first rounder? We got a long history of that.
Well, but if you're gonna ridicule the caller, which I have no issue with, but you also then say we have a long history of blowing the draft. Not with Brad Holmes, we don't.
True.
That long history isn't relevant.
That's actually a very good point. But I'm not giving up my culture, guys. I'm just not. BB is a staple. Brad, I trust. I would love this. I would love to see a move made in the secondary, but. Whatever Brad does, I'm good with.
Yeah, man put together this massive project of that it isn't even worth going down the road of, okay, if you're not signing these guys, who are you adding? And then you go, who are you replacing them with the draft? I mean, it's all so unpredictable that it was like, all right, I don't want to take on this project of trying to predict and building the roster out from here. But, you know, he does do well in the draft. He can replace expensive players with cheaper ones. We've never had a GM this good.
No.
If he decides there's no trades worth making, I'm okay. I'll Brad bot it all the way home. Good for you. You do you, Brad. I totally want to see this experiment and how it plays itself out over the next 5-10 years.
I think if there weren't so many players look like they're on their way back from injuries and injury issues, I think we might have a different tone about this. But because it does seem like a lot of guys are coming back, and they were, you know, 4-2 without Aleem McNeil. You know, now they've got him back. Now they're 5-2. It's such a huge piece to that defense that they didn't have to start the season. And I like it.
There's operating smartly, and then there's operating with desperation. They have no need to be desperate or act desperate.
A lot of fans just like activity, guys. You know what I mean? Whether it's the draft, right? Did we talk about the draft ever before? We were doing mock drafts in December, right? And then free agency and trades, people like that stuff. What fan base do you think was happier at the moment? The Cowboys fans when they drafted an All-Pro and Micah Parsons, or the Packers fans when they acquired an All-Pro Micah Parsons in a trade?
Which was more excited?
Yeah. It's a trick question because the answer is C. Drafting the guy and then re-signing him and extending him, which is what Brad Holmes just did with Aiden Hutchinson. And that to some people isn't exciting enough because they didn't make all these moves, but that's the goal. Don't you think Cowboys and Jerry Jones would have loved extending Parsons under a relatively good deal, right, for both parties?
Yep.
Well, that's what Brad Holmes does. I trust in him 100% what happens at the deadline.
Just something to keep in mind. The Athletic revisited 18 trades at last year's deadline, okay? And I'm not going to read the whole story, but they wrote, of the 18 trades, none delivered game-changing results.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So, I mean, and Philly made no trades. So now that just because Philly didn't make trades doesn't mean you don't have to, but it also means you're not doomed if Brad decides to hang on to his draft capital. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback. Dan Campbell, what two young players have stepped up the most and impressed you? Hear what he had to say coming up today at 1224 on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.